Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
But thinking nothing could go wrong. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music afternoons with Rhonda and Dave. We're broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. Yes, you heard me correctly. We're live, Saucony Fairgrounds. Yes, it is raining out here, but guess what? We're still here. We've got our equipment protected right now. Rhonda and I came up with a pretty good system to keep the water out here, I think.
I think so. I think we're pretty protected.
Yeah, and we have this fancy shower curtain out here keeping all of our electronics dry right now. So in case our engineering team is listening, yes, the electronics are dry. I know you're not worried about Rhonda and I, but the electronics are dry. Us, maybe a little wet, but not too bad.
We're okay.
We're doing good. This is a brief shower that is moving through the Baraboo area, so that's why we jumped in here quick. We'll see a little bit more rain here in the Baraboo area for a little while longer. The heaviest part is moving through Baraboo right now, but we're here at Saucony Fairgrounds. Stop by and say hi to us, right, Rhonda?
Yeah, you can say hi. You can sign up for a wonderful show that's coming up featuring the Kentucky Headhunters. It's a really cool show, and it is the Badger Truckin' Show, and we are giving Badger State Truckin' Show, actually, and we're giving away a couple of tickets for that. Dave, it's pretty fun to watch how creative the people are out there trying to keep the rain off. This lady's using her purse. That works.
Yeah, it works. We see everyone kind of taking cover right now, so... I believe the rides are not going right now in the rain.
No, it doesn't look like it.
The rides are not going, but you can go stop at the pavilions, eat a little bit of food. So we're here, and if you stop by and say hi to us and say we heard you on the radio, we'll hook you up with tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers at the Crystal Grand. You may get a little wet getting over here, but if you say you heard Rhonda and Dave on the radio, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to the Crystal Grand Red Hot Chili Pipers. We're going to give those away for a little while until the rain stops. Stop by, say hi to us. Right, Rhonda?
Sounds good. Yeah, some people are just walking like it's not even raining. They're not letting it bother them one bit. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. Rhonda and Dave broadcasting live from the Big Red Circus Wagon over at the Saucony Fairgrounds on 99.7 Max FM. We're planning to be here until 8 o'clock. It's time to get moving with a little bit of fun music, Rhonda. You know, I'm messing with the playlist here a little bit. You know, time for a little bit of technotronics. Time to pump up the jam. I'm going to pump up the volume here. Out at the Big Red Circus Wagon, broadcasting live, Saucony Fairgrounds, Rhonda and Dave on Max FM.
The jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that. Make my
99.7.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Rhonda, Aaron, and Dave broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. Good to be back here for day number two of the Sauk County Fair. And I just got here.
Yes, perfect timing.
I went through a little bit of some sprinkles, and now I see the sun popping out, and we just looked at the radar, and it's going to be pretty good for the rest of the night.
Yeah, it's looking like this will move through the Bear Berry, and then we'll have another chance showers later on this evening, but right now, nothing severe, so this is moving right through. The rides are delayed opening right now due to the weather, but they will open momentarily, is my understanding. You know, they had to move the concerts in the square as well into the El Ringling Theater tonight due to the weather, they said.
Yeah, and that's understandable, but as I was parking again, I saw a lot of people parking their cars as well and still making their way into the fair.
Yes.
So things are also just getting started, really.
Right.
We've got a big night still here at the Sauk County Fair.
We do, and the cool part is we're going to see a rodeo take place tonight, and I'm not participating.
You're not in it. I was going to ask you. You're not in it.
I might be the clown, but not the clown for tonight. They don't want a one-armed circus rodeo clown out there tonight.
Well, the rodeos are always fun, too, because, you know, it's a good thing for families, right? I mean, yes. Lots to see, all the different acts, and, hey, you're going to get a little shelter if you're watching the rodeo tonight as well.
Exactly, and it's not that expensive to go. $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Great deal. Swing Crew is going to be here, Aaron, in the Litcher Pavilion at 9:30. Such an iconic group. I may or may not have been on stage with them back in the day on occasion.
Yeah, gotta love all the live entertainment and the live music. And we were talking about this yesterday, Emily and I were, that the entertainment here, not only is it top notch, it's late. It's a good night out. Like, if you're looking to celebrate, I've always thought that Thursday is the new Friday. So make your way out to the Sauk County Fair tonight and make it a little bit of a late night and have some fun with friends. And, of course, celebrate responsibly.
Yes, celebrate responsibly. Bar Buddies is up and running tonight as well. So please make sure you have a safe ride home. But get out and have some fun. It's the new Friday. You can stay out late tonight. Say Dave and Aaron said it's okay to stay out past midnight, right?
We call it Friday Eve.
Yes, Friday Eve is our favorite way to phrase that. And there's some great food out here. Aaron's already thinking about what he's going to do for dinner out here. Lots of choices tonight.
Admittedly, I've had nothing to eat today. It's one of those days where you woke up and you were go, 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 go. And now I'm staring at the prime rib. Yesterday, I had some awesome food at the 4-H stand. And the folks at the 4-H stand, they are great. They're top-notch people, and I think there's a new special every day at the 4-H.
Walking tacos. Not that I've been scoping this out at all today.
All right. See, I think you've already been there. And, you know, one of the things about being a fair, it's a fair in Wisconsin in the middle of the summer. It is the perfect quintessential place to be this time of the year.
Exactly. And we're giving away a pair of Crystal Grand tickets. We're doing this as our rain special. You can see the Red Hot Chili Pipers. If you come by and say we heard you on the radio talking about Crystal Grand, we're going to hook you up the pair of tickets. We aren't going to make you do anything to get those tickets.
That's fantastic. And you can maybe get a can koozie, too.
Yes. You just have to have that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device. We were already out here a little after 2 getting set up. People were walking up and showing us their phones before we were even ready to go. So we're handing out can koozies already.
And the Civic Media app makes it easy. And we're saying that. We say that all the time. But it's like, what better way to listen to you and Emily in the morning, David, and hear your favorite songs and our fantastic advertisers all day long on demand with that Civic Media app on your phone.
Wherever you go, you don't have to be disembarrassed. But that's what I do when I travel. I want to hear what's going on with the radio station. I just tune into that. Or one of our other 20-some stations now.
Yeah, I turn on Max FM when I'm on vacation just to make sure I know what you're up to these days.
Yes, so. You never know the shenanigans that I'm up to.
No rodeos, though. We're
no
good.
Rodeos, no ATV racing last night. But yeah, stop on by, say hi. If you say you heard us on the radio, we'll hook you up with a pair of Crystal Grand tickets. We'll let you go grab some food, Aaron,
right,
because you look
good.
Like you're starving.
I am.
And I expect you to dance around as we play a little Young MC.
All right, deal. Let's make it happen.
Bust a Move with Young MC on Max FM.
Bust it.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Just bust a move.
some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. For me, fellas. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you know what to do, G, bust the move.
And more 99.7 Max FM, more music, morning, afternoons with Aaron, Rhonda, and Dave. We're broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. The reason we're jumping back on quick, Rhonda, is what do we see happening in front of us now besides Aaron getting lunch?
We see some rides starting up. I see a bunch of people on the carousel, so that's kind of fun. And we had a little rain break there, but they're starting things back up again.
And we're still offering our special promotion during this rain shower. If you stop by and say hi to us in the Big Red Circus Wagon, say you heard us broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds, we will hook you up with a pair of Crystal Grand tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers. We also have tickets to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. If you're in the area and have kids and they want to go do that, you want to do it as a family, come up and talk to us. We'll hook you up with those. That's our rain special happening right now, Rhonda.
Yeah, that looks really, really fun. It's a mountain coaster, brand new in Wisconsin Dells. They just started up just a few weeks ago, and it looks really exciting. They go until 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
You can ride a coaster in the dark. Kind of
cool.
Year
long, and so it's all gravity-based. So, yeah, that's so cool. We'll give a shout-out to our sponsors in a few minutes as well, but we want to thank all of our broadcast partners as well. But we want to break in, let everyone know the rides are open. Midway open to 11, $33 for the wristband. Rhonda, Aaron, and Dave broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. And we're going to take a look at some sports. And then I have a request from Wendy to play Men Without Hats. We'll have a little safety dance as well coming up on Max FM.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media. And you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
Shoot over to Baraboo's premier indoor shooting range, Dez Tactical. Mention this ad and receive 30 minutes free range time. Check out their membership and training programs. Dez is closed Monday and Tuesdays. Offer valid only through July 11th. So shoot over to Dez.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts at Truckin' for a Cause at the Badger State Truckin' Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like Kentucky Henutters. Go to badgerstatetruckinshow.org for details.
Welcome to the Sauk County Fair. If you love the rides, head to the new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Enjoy this ultimate thrill ride near Wisconsin Dells. Open 10 to 10 every day. Fun for the whole family. Go to wisconsindellsmountaincoaster.com for ticket info and more.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. The crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline in the home play, especially the three guys.
The Dodgers have now lost six in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Don't we can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, well it's safe to dance, yes it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it, everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well they're no friends of mine. I say, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s. A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Hey, Dave Grant, Aaron Carreno, we have some special guests with us. If Aaron wants to hand them, they already know the drill. Look at this. So, you know, we have professionals with us today, Aaron. This is kind of cool. So I have our Sauk County Ferris of the Fair, Brooke Beardsley, with us. And we have our Wisconsin State Fair Ferris of the Fair with us, Megan, right?
Yes.
See, I'm paying attention. That's working out perfectly. And thank you so much for stopping by. How are the two of you doing today?
Absolutely wonderful. It's so wonderful to be showing Megan around the fair. And it's, you know, even though we're raining out, we're having a grand old time. People are still enjoying the fair, so it's been really cool.
Well, and you picked the perfect time to be out and about in the rain, and now you've got a little bit of cover as well, because, you know, you don't want to be getting wet out there, so this is perfect timing for the both of you to walk on through and say hi. So, Megan, what does it mean to be fairest of the fair for the statewide portion of this, as I move over so that...
Yeah, it's an incredible blessing to get to represent the state of Wisconsin and the entire Wisconsin fair industry, and of course, the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular, happening July 31st through August 10th. I'm walking around today in Sauk County, but I headed to over 50 county fairs throughout my summer, traveling over 18,000 miles, promoting the people, passion, and purpose behind the Wisconsin fair industry.
And now you're newly elected to the Wisconsin State Fair of the Fairs, right?
Yeah, so I was crowned in January, and then I'll serve a term throughout the next January at the Wisconsin Association of Fairs Convention, where I'll hand over my crown to the next fairest.
And the reason I mentioned that is we met Haley, who was your predecessor, and so we met her at our grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony. So thank you so much for stopping by and saying hi. And Brooke, how are things going today at Sauk County Fair?
Very well. So we had a beautiful morning. I was all around at all the different animal shows, all things were going well. Exhibitors were having a grand old time. And then it was able to cool down. Some rain came through. You know, Megan came in and we're giving her a tour. But, you know, it still looks like the Midway is going strong. All the other places, too. So still come on out down to the Sauk County Fair.
And I do want to mention the Midway does have a current little bit of a delay because we did have a little bit of lightning. So they're under a little bit of a lightning delay. But they will open up as soon as possible. So they'll be open until 11 o'clock tonight. Now, Megan, we've asked this question, Brooke. What's your favorite part of being at a fair?
So much as to love about the county fair, of course, the community, the food, the animals, everything you get to see. I like to say that there's a piece of the fair for everybody. Each fair is unique that I'm visiting throughout the state of Wisconsin, but truly there is so much for everybody. So I encourage everyone to come on down, especially to the Sauk County Fair, and join me at the Wisconsin State Fair in July and August.
Yeah, most definitely. And I know that we'll have people going to the Wisconsin State Fair from here. Brooke and I know all about that after a little bit of judging we were doing. We weren't judging people. We were judging cheesy beer brand yesterday. And I forgot to ask you, Brooke, are you even old enough to have any of that ingredient right there yet?
Well, you know, depending on how many people are listening at home, I might have to change the answer, but no, I am not. I just turned 20 back in June, but that's okay. Mom told me that it all gets baked out almost, so it's okay, right?
Yes, it does. So it was all baked out. So I was kind of kidding about that because we had someone come up as we were sitting there and ask me what my favorite beer is, and I'm like, is this? I thought you were going to ask beer bread and only want to know about the beer portion, but I think they asked you something along those lines, too.
Yeah,
and I didn't hear what your answer was, but if your family's listening, we're not going to talk about that right now. We don't want you getting in trouble. So, now, Megan, where are you from, by the way? I forgot to ask that question.
I'm from Kewaunee County. So I went to Luxembourg Casco High School and was a 4-H'er for many, many years in Kewaunee County exhibiting dairy and swine at the Kewaunee County Fair.
Wow. So you had to come a little bit of a long way to be here as well.
Of course. Lots of travels this summer.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of fairs going on. You'll probably hit up quite a few fairs this year, I'm assuming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, over 50 county, district, and state fairs throughout the state of Wisconsin. And, of course, the Wisconsin State Fair.
Wow, that is loud. Now, Brooke, you're also going to be hitting up some of our state fairs or some of our other fairs in the state as well, right?
Yeah, so I've already been to Elroy and then the Marquette County Fair, and my junior Ferris and I plan to go to some other ones after our fair, and then I will be at all 11 days at the state fair. Yeah.
All 11 days. Wow, that's a commitment. Now, you're not showing animals. I know that our junior's fair of the fair has animals, and so she's got a few more commitments throughout the Sauk County Fair as well. So.
Yeah.
All right, favorite fair food, Megan?
Ugh, toss up between cheese curds and deep fried Oreos. Ooh. Depends on what I'm craving.
Woman of my own heart. Brooke, favorite fair food?
I'm going to say anything from the 4-H food stand, but specifically either the malts or the soft serve that they've got, no matter the county.
Wait, is there malt here?
So our Sauk County 4-H food stand has soft serve.
Okay, so I can get a malt over there, you're saying?
But you sure can, yeah.
Oh, hang on. Guys, see you later. I found they have malt here. I'm out of here. I'm heading right that way. So that's one of my favorite things is a malt. The other thing I've been joking about is I see funnel cakes going by is taking some of that homemade ice cream and putting that on top of the funnel cakes
as
well.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. Yeah. I see that funnel cake sign right there. It's very tempting.
And see Megan's over there looking into deep fried Oreos as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not helping anybody's cause here. I'm not on a diet right now. So I think both of you so much for stopping by. I appreciate meeting you, and I know we'll hear more from you throughout, even probably more yet tonight, right?
Absolutely. I'll try to come back.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Anything either one you want to add while you're here? You guys have the microphones.
Yeah, I'm super excited, super honored to be in the Sauk area, and hope that everyone's able to join me at the Wisconsin State Fair July 31st through August 10th.
Awesome. Brooke, anything you want to add?
Yeah, absolutely. For all of our listeners out there, just know that the Sauk County Fair is happening till this Sunday, July 13th. Sorry. We've got a number of different things going on, so be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com to learn more about those activities.
And stop by and say hi to us in the Big Red Circus Wagon right here at Washington Avenue. I've got great news, ladies. Look over here in the Midway.
Yeah, we're open.
We're open. Rides are back up and running. Stop by, say hi. Rodeo tonight as well in the grandstand. Swing crew happening in the Litcher Pavilion, which the three of us will not be at tonight. So, so thank you so much for joining us, ladies. Really appreciate it. More music in the afternoon with Dave, Rhonda, and Aaron on Max FM.
To be wrong with part-time love.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant and Aaron Crenno broadcasting live on location from the Sauk County Fairgrounds.
We are here, and I, the last time was on the air, was talking about all the fair food. I just love, I'm like a foodie, but I'm not an expert foodie. I just like to eat all sorts of different food. But when you come to the fair, there's so much to try. And I was looking at Screamin' Zeman's, right?
Yep, Screamin' Zeman's.
And they had this prime rib sandwich that was just fantastic. I had to try the mac and cheese. I said, I'll just eat a little bit, and I'll eat a little bit later. David, what does it look like in the bowl right now?
You finished that bowl. It's gone. It was gone. And see, that's the cool part of coming out to the Sauk County Fair. We have so many of our local organizations and food folks here. We have Screamin' Zeman's, and obviously they're based right out of here in Baraboo and North Freedom. We have Jose's food truck right over there as well. I saw that. We have Little Tokyo food truck over there. I'm like, so many places to eat.
Whatever flavor you're looking for, you can find it here at the Sauk County Fair. And of course, you can't forget about the fair favorites, the corn dogs, the deep fried Oreos, the funnel creations, and the funnel cakes. Yes.
And see, look at all this food over here in the Midway. So we see fried Oreo, funnel cakes. We've got caramel and candy apples over here, cotton candy, cheese nachos, jumbo pretzels. There's a whole food truck over here dedicated to pretzels as well, Aaron.
Absolutely. And you dip anything. You can dip a pretzel into pretty much anything. It tastes good with icing, and it tastes good with marinara, or even nacho cheese.
Marinara. I've never done a pretzel with marinara before.
Try it.
I'm going to.
It's the fair.
Yeah, it is. I see, and I'm a foodie as well. Again, not an expert. I do a lot of my own cooking, smoking, and that stuff, but I've never had a pretzel with marinara. I know what I'm trying tonight, probably.
Here you go. Give it a shot.
Well, I found out I can get a chocolate malt over at the 4-H booth, most likely, too.
I know. Our friends at the 4-H booth, they do such a great job, and they got specials, and if you're coming to the fair, you know, we're just getting to the point of the end of the day where you're like, this has been a long week. It's always hard to come back and work a full week when you have a holiday preceding it. So what are some of the things you can look forward to tonight?
So tonight, 5 o'clock on the Fame Stage, the Baraboo Children's Museum will be in the commercial building. Always a good time. Also, the Junior Goat Show will be over in the Livestock Pavilion. 6 o'clock on the Fame Stage, the Sauk County 4-H Performance Arts Festival. And we have the big event tonight, 6:30, Aaron. What's going on in the grandstand?
6:30 tonight is the Sauk County Challenge of Champions bull riding.
Yeah, bull riding. Can you believe that? Would you try that?
So the only time I've ever been on a bull was a mechanical bull.
Likewise.
It was in Madison. How long do you think I lasted?
3 seconds.
Probably not even half a second. I was knocked right off. I have no grip and no stamina. So
I made it about 3.5 seconds on the one when I tried it. And I'm like, yeah, I couldn't imagine doing a real bull. And I've been to rodeos before. That was something. And when I was younger, went to quite a few of those. I'm like, yeah, there is no way I would get it. And some of my friends are like, you should try it just once. I'm like, I value not having broken bones, and pun intended, right now at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And boy, talk about an experience for everybody. Like, bull riding is fun for anybody,
any age,
and you never sometimes know what you're gonna expect. So that's happening tonight again at 6:30.
And then the other thing happening in the Litcher Pavilion, 9:30 p.m. till 12:30 in the morning, the one, the only Swing Crew. They'll be live in the Litcher Pavilion. If you've never seen the Swing Crew, stop by. You've got to hear them. They've been around, a mainstay in this area for years.
They really have. And there's no cover.
No cover.
Just show up. Have a cold, ice cold beer.
Yes, or two. I mean, it's been a while since I've watched the Swing Crew. I may have been on stage with them once or twice before. We'll just leave that one alone. But yes, they've been around for years. They're up in the Dells on the weekend, so great opportunity, no cover, to see them tonight. And again, try out all the wonderful fair food. The Midway's open. Also, we're giving away Crystal Grand tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers. You just got to say, we heard you talking about Crystal Grand on the air. We'll hook you up. It's also happy hour. The Fireside Cabins is now open, and you have a chance to get a $1 off drink ticket. I've got these in my hand. They are located at 830 West Pine Street. I'll hook you up with these. $1 off drink tickets.
You've got $90 worth of drink tickets in your hand right now.
I know.
When you come up to the Big Red Circus Wagon here outside the Midway in the entrance to the fair and save some extra money tonight.
Yeah, and it's a great new venue as well. So we thank them for being a sponsor as well. We'll go through our sponsors in the 5 o'clock hour. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. You walked through all this rain just to get here tonight.
Hey, I'm here, man. I'm here and I'm ready to go. Fair and summer in Wisconsin, it's on.
And food. Aaron and Dave broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're at the Washington Avenue entrance, Big Red Circus Wagon. Stop by and say hi. We're going to have a look at weather and news on Max FM.
This week, the savings are sizzling at the Baraboo Fresh Market, where fresh meets friendly. Hi, this is Craig. Fire up your grill with bone-in country style ribs, just $1.99 a pound. Or go fresh with juicy mangoes and Hass avocados, only 99 cents each. Stock the snack table with Bakery Fresh chocolate chip cookies, just $3.99 a dozen. And Kretschmar chicken off the bone, $7.99 a pound. Baraboo Fresh Market. Fresher items, friendly service, familiar faces. Stop in today and fill your cart with savings.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient cooling all summer with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in New Hampshire issued a preliminary block on the president's executive order on birthright citizenship. The ACLU suit includes all children who will be affected. ABC's Catherine Falder says the class action suit is separate from the Supreme Court's recent ruling limiting lower court injunctions.
The reality is here that with the Supreme Court ruling, we are entering an entirely different legal landscape. We haven't really seen the effects of that yet. So this is an interesting challenge to observe, especially as it works its way through the appeals court. Of course, as we've discussed, there's that 7-day period for the Trump administration to appeal, which I'm sure they will.
More than 120 are confirmed dead in Texas after last week's massive floods, and the search for more than 160 still missing continues. Svetlana Dali, the woman convicted of being a stowaway on a JFK to Paris flight in 2024, sentenced today to time served or 7 months. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approves a tuition increase. The roughly 5% increase amounts to $500 or less per campus for in-state undergraduates and starts this fall. The two people killed in a double homicide in Dane County on Tuesday are a longtime State Patrol employee and his wife. The victims identified as David and Teresa Pabst. Pabst was regional director with the State Patrol. Teresa, a special education teacher. The shooter was their 25-year-old son who took his own life in a standoff with law enforcement. Former Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy has a new job. President Donald Trump appointing Duffy, who is already U.S. Secretary of Transportation, as the acting administrator of NASA. Duffy served in Congress representing Northern Wisconsin's 7th District. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s, high tomorrow mid-80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 76.
99.7 Max FM.
I guess I should know. The way you popped your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And money, I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry.